Everyone was walking away. His sales honcho, his hotshot marketing chief, even four of his five co-founders. Steve himself was very close to quitting. He told a friend that he contemplated giving up entirely, abandoning his career. He was right at the edge, emotionally, psychologically, financially. He felt trapped. He dreaded the shame of walking away from a great public failure, the embarrassment of conceding that he couldn't do it again, that he couldn't go it alone, that maybe it had all been a fluke. In a meeting at Next's headquarters on the shore of San Francisco Bay, he looked around at the besieged refugees of his thinned-out executive team, and he told them, in a tone of bitterness and envy, "Everyone here can leave, except me." On February 10, 1993, Next announced that it was shutting its factory, killing its computer, and laying off most of its people. The following day, a newspaper reporter went to Next's headquarters for a conversation with Steve. She asked him point blank, "Does this mean that Next is a failure?" Steve sunk his head into his folded arms on the table. He rubbed his fingers into his temples. "I don't want to do this interview," he said softly. "I don't want to do this interview." He seemed fragile, depressed, and withdrawn. He got up and walked away. For months, he was emotionally distraught. He had failed, and it was devastating to him.